This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Officials at Fort Hood are telling CNN they have an active shooter on base.
Is he on any sort of medications?
Yes.
Robert Scott Bell.
Every 19 minutes in this country, someone dies of a prescription drug overdose. I couldn't find one documented case of someone dying of a marijuana overdose.
This ultimately is about death.
Robert Scott Bell.
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
It's shocking.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
This hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show, we're going to be talking about lung health, lung cancer, pneumonia, what to do about it. We've got the questions of the day coming in. Also, are you allowed to grow food in your front yard? Major victory, finally, 6 years later. We'll talk about it coming out of Florida. But first and foremost, say thanks to our wonderful sponsors for making this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty possible. 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. One of those days we launch here on GCN, or Home and Broadcast Radio Syndication. Go to robertscottbell.com. Say thanks to Better Way Health. They have the beta-glucan. Their beta kids are in stock now. Little gummies for kids. Modulate the immune system. Also, our friends at CV Sciences, pluscbdoil.com, pluscbdoil.com. 15% off when you enter the code RSB15. But first, hey, Alex, I can hear your discussion in the background there. Your mic's hot. There we go. Back at GCN, we're on. So we've got Journeys from Trust to Tragedy. Journeys from Trust to Tragedy is the book by Norma Erickson, Frida Burrell, and Mario Lomo Jimenez, contributor. And this is about the story of those who have been injured, harmed, or even killed by the HPV vaccine known as Gardasil primarily, although around the world they still have access to something called Cervarix. I'm welcoming back to the Robert Scott Bell Show Norma Erickson from SaneVax. Welcome, Norma.
Thank you, Robert. So glad to be here.
Well, glad to have you on board. I know a lot of years went into this book that you've written. It's available. We have it linked up to Amazon or wherever you can get this. But you weren't someone that came in with a bias against vaccination as a researcher to come to this shocking conclusion about the devastating impact of this HPV vaccine.
No, I wasn't, Robert. I came into this totally trusting vaccines. My children were vaccinated. My grandchildren were vaccinated. I was vaccinated. I had no thought that any of this could be possible.
Well, and that's interesting, because I remember when we first connected and we began talking, I realized, my gosh, you're not one of us. And I say that facetiously. I mean, you are. You know what I'm saying? Because I had already come to the conclusion, now as a homeopath, of course, that these vaccines violate fundamental tenets of immune integrity, that they are damaging the immune system, not helping it. Although I would argue for anybody's freedom should they choose it. I just think that we are giving misinformation and disinformation in terms of coercing people, threatening people, frightening people into receiving these things, but still the freedom of choice should be yours. Now, your conclusions about the human papillomavirus vaccine, which, by the way, was not approved as a vaccine against cervical cancer, people should know that, but your conclusions about it didn't happen overnight.
Oh, heavens no. Once it began to start happening, it happened rapidly, but it took months of hearing, well, weeks of hearing the stories and investigating the stories of the survivors of HPV vaccines and seeing the continuity, and I just began to investigate it and uncovered a nightmare beyond belief.
Well, the nightmare involves what? I mean, again, they're selling this vaccine, I think, through false pretenses that it's a cancer vaccine. It's not. Never was approved to be that. We even had, I think, at one point, Dr. Sinhang Lee, who helped to develop, I think, the concept that became known as the PAP test in terms of detection abilities. But the idea that the HPV virus, if you will, is the cause of cervical cancer has never been proven. In fact, you know, we've had Professor Peter Duisberg, who wrote and published a peer-reviewed article on that subject matter, and said, you know what, there's no evidence to support the assertion that it is the definitive cause, much less even a contributing cause. It might be associated, but there's not evidence of causation.
Exactly, and there never has been. Even the World Health Organization in, I believe, 2011, put out a chart that expose the fact that of all women around the world who are exposed to any high-risk HPV vaccine or HPV strains, only 0.15% will ever go on to develop cervical cancer. Now, that means 99.85% of HPV vaccine, I keep saying vaccines, HPV infections are relatively benign, with no health problems whatsoever.
Well, and the medical literature is replete with evidence that most women, young girls even, of general health and immune status, health, can clear this with no intervention whatsoever. Now they say within 2 years. I've talked about ways to clear it within 2 weeks with the use of bioactive silver locally. But the reality is this is not, other than the acknowledged link, for instance, to warts, genital warts, for instance. This is very real. I don't dispute that. But the idea that it's the cause, is the causative agent in cancer 20, 30 years later, we'll find out that the shot itself may in fact be contributing to cervical dysplasia, abnormal cell manifestation, and cancer.
Exactly. In fact, Nicole and Gerard Delapine from France, both of them oncologists in their own right, and have discovered that of four or five major countries that have had high uptake of HPV vaccines, they are all experiencing rapid increases in the rates of cervical cancer diagnosis in women much younger than previously.
So rather than reversing or preventing, there's evidence to show causation of the shot itself, creating abnormal tissue, inflammation, development, and even the rise of increased or prevalence, if you will, of the cervical cancer in the vaccinated or more heavily vaccinated populations. And then it's not enough to target the little girls. They've expanded over the last few years in attacking the boys, saying that they are carrier agents and they must also be vaccinated for this.
Yes, the wonderful herd immunity theory, right?
Yeah, it's absolute disaster. But again, the fear of a cancer 20 or 30 years from now, which, how do they get away with this, Norma? How do they get away with calling it a cancer vaccine when it's not been approved as a vaccine against cancer?
The only reason that I can possibly come up with is they have more money than God.
Yeah, they own and control the media. They lie without remorse, apparently. They're probably on heavy medication in order to do what they do. But the idea here is to recognize the danger of the shot itself over the ability to detect a cervical cancer should it happen years later early enough, which they can do that even with modern medicine, to prevent a disastrous consequence. I mean, the issue of danger of cervical cancer is in places where they have a little to no detection ability and or medical interventions to intervene in a very dangerous scenario of a major manifestation of cervical cancer.
Oh, absolutely. 80% of cervical cancer diagnoses that currently happen worldwide are in underdeveloped countries. They could have invested the same amount of money and put doctors in every one of those rural villages with no problem, in my opinion, instead of mass vaccinating the universe.
Well, the profit motive of Merck is very clear, and the fact is they played the market, the monopoly market, very well, because GSK's Cervarix just pulled out of the American marketplace. They're not even here. Now, the question is, what have you seen? What have you reported on? What is found in Journeys from Trust to Tragedy, your book, about what is happening to people, children, young women who are getting this shot?
You know, yes. We're seeing, and the book reports on incidences of HPV vaccine survivors and some that have not survived from around the world. It touches every continent except for Antarctica, and to the best of my knowledge, they're not inoculating penguins yet. But it's got stories of autoimmune disorders, stories of blindness, stories of death, stories. It's a very, very difficult book to read because the tragedies are overwhelming, and it's on a global scale. And I want to take just a moment to thank all of the parents who contributed the stories for this book, because their courage has no bounds. God bless them. They're going through hell, and they were willing to tell their story as a warning to others.
So, it's as you say, it's not an easy book to read, but if you want to help others to see the tragedies that they might be leading their own children into if they don't pay attention to those who have come before them and their kids. And this is the point of telling stories, which I can't say it enough. Please tell your stories, share your stories. And I'm also grateful for the parents that have come forward, because some of them have lost their children. Some of them have died, in fact. This is not just about Guillain-Barré or temporary paralysis. There's infertility, there's cancer, there's any number of things, and it seems to be almost an unlimited array of things that you're trading for the theoretical benefit of maybe having some level of prevention against cervical cancer that has not even been proven, because once again, the causal link between HPV and cervical cancer has not been proven.
Exactly. You know, the tragedies go beyond what's in the book. It's not just parents and families who are suffering. It's communities, states, countries. Our society as a whole has lost so much because these children have been injured in the prime of their life. And some of them may never be able to contribute to society, and that's putting it very mildly. We'll never know how much we've lost as a society because the parents are trusting the manufacturers of this vaccine.
There are enough stories, but they haven't all been told. And the book I want you to get to help tell those stories is called Journeys from Trust to Tragedy by Norma Erickson. We have it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. I want to get back to SaneVax, SaneVax.org, the website, and what you can find there. We'll talk to Norma Erickson about that. And then I've got questions of the day coming in on a whole lot of things, lung health related and more. Stick with us. Go to robertscottbell.com.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
If you talk to me, we'll hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Hear you. You can do it if you try.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Welcome back, my friends. And if you can't get enough, it's not just once a week. We are 6 days a week, 2 hours a day plus. And you can find out more at robertscottbell.com. We have links over to SaneVax, SaneVax.org. We've had Norma on, and I appreciate her so very much. A hero for standing up. And what she discovered and uncovered, despite, again, her background and history in believing what we were all told about science and vaccines and et cetera, and experiences she's had, and, of course, the stories that have been shared with her and the team at SaneVax has made a profound impact on all of us here and many people around the world who didn't know or wouldn't have known about the risks associated with allowing these vaccines to be specific to HPV in our discussion here, but there's more to it than that. So, Norma, thanks again for being on board. Tell us about the SaneVax mission and, of course, the reason you wrote the book if people aren't sure about it.
The reason I wrote the book is strictly to give a voice to other families around the world who find themselves dealing with mysterious new medical symptoms after HPV vaccines. At this point, whether these vaccines caused it or triggered it or whatever is not even relevant. What is relevant is these people are suffering real medical conditions. They need treatment protocols. They need diagnostic procedures. They need to be healed as much as possible. And that's why I wrote the book. The SaneVax mission is to... We're an information clearinghouse primarily on HPV vaccines because that's our focus. But we believe that all vaccines should be scientifically proven safe, affordable, necessary, and effective before they're marketed.
Isn't that reasonable? Wouldn't that be something that any scientist or doctor would stand and say, you know, I'm with Norm Erickson and Sane Vax. I think that's reasonable.
One would think so. You wouldn't buy anything in the grocery store that didn't fit those criteria.
Well, there's some Skittles out there with colorings that don't exist anywhere on planet Earth until a modern man got to it. But I get your point. You're injecting your child or yourself if you're a young adult with something that has not been tested and proven safe. Remember, the Gardasil specifically was tested against not an inert placebo but an aluminum adjuvant that has problems of its own. Now, I don't know, we don't hear as much about the Cervarix here in America because, you know, Merck basically got the monopoly and booted out GSK. So are there similar issues with the Cervarix from GSK?
There are very similar issues with Cervarix. In fact, when Japan used both Gardasil and Cervarix, they found that the adverse reactions reported after Cervarix were twice the amount reported after Gardasil, which was 26 times the amount reported after annual flu vaccines.
Wow. And because it's on the schedule in America, ACIP recommended it through CDC, should an injury occur, a death occur, folks in America cannot sue Merck for damages. They have to go through the vaccine injury compensation program, unconstitutional court, in my opinion, and hopefully they get a little bit. Could take years to get there. And it's a tragedy. It's devastating. And it far outweighs the risk or even the manifestation of cervical cancer, in my opinion, considering that here on the Robert Scavell Show, we acknowledge ways to address, prevent, that does not bring harm to the people who are concerned about a future that might include that.
Exactly. And even if someone is not alternative medicine, quote unquote, mm-hmm. then pap smears were taking care of it. The cervical cancer rate had dropped in the United States by 90% when these wonderful vaccines were put on the market.
Yep, it's pure profit based on ignorance, and it sacrifices your children to the church of pharmaceutical mysticism. And in this case, we've seen and reported on in the peer-reviewed articles and literature looking at health, the manifestation of cancer, cervical specifically, higher rates, higher incidences in areas where there is much more saturation of these so-called HPV shots.
Exactly. Exactly.
So, Norma, how do people follow you? Do they go to sanevax.org? Obviously, we've got links up to get your book as we're up against a break here.
Sanevax.org is it.
Mm-hmm.
And we also have a Facebook page, and we have a Facebook group, but you have to contact Frida to get into that because she vets everyone.
Sure.
And by the way, she said to give you a big hug.
Oh, well, you give Frida a big hug from me. I love you and appreciate you guys. You're doing such wonderful work in such tragic circumstances. And I want to thank Norm Erickson. Please, if you don't, please do get the book, Journeys from Trust to Tragedy, especially anybody considering taking the Cervarix or Gardasil shots. They need to read those stories. We'll be back with your answers to your questions after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Long-time listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Team USA wins its fourth Women's World Cup, beating Netherlands for their fourth championship in eight tournaments.
Independent Congressman Justin Amash of Michigan, who called for the impeachment of the president in May and days ago announced he's leaving the Republican Party, tells CNN's State of the Union his decision was partly due to the party's unwavering support for the president.
Comes down from leadership to the bottom. Over the years, it's gotten more rigid. So it's more difficult now to actually change the process than it was even a few years ago.
Amash is up for re-election and says he may run for president. Leaked cables sent from the United Kingdom's ambassador to the U.S. back to London describe President Trump as inept, insecure, and incompetent. That, according to the Daily Mail, which first reported the leak, the British Foreign Office doesn't rebuke the story, but says the ambassador's views are not necessarily the views of ministers or the government. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
When I wasn't taking it and I was waiting for my operation, I was feeling very tired. Now I'm driving like 11, 12 hours a day. I told you I manage 15 gas stations. And I have so much energy, I even gave some of my pills for my son. And he said, Dad, this is good, so I like it. But I'm healing so fast. It's like amazing. My family is so surprised. Because my wound, like, closing up and doing so good. So that is working now that I'm start taking my those fruits and vegetables.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Scott Bell Show.
I want to thank Norm Erickson, Shane Vax for being on board today. Also, Dr. Dina Churchill. What an interview that was. Can you imagine? We're living at a time where governments say you are not allowed to have personal beliefs that violate the state religion. What is the state religion in Canada and in the United States of America? It is the medical monopoly, modern medicine, or the church of pharmaceutical mysticism. The mere questioning, the mere posting of a peer-reviewed scientific published article in the medical journals is enough to get you called names, slander, anti-vaxxer, whatever it is, to shut you down. Freedom of speech, not free. You've got to defend it. And I'm urging doctors of chiropractic in Canada specifically to wind up in defense of Dr. Dina. I know she's voluntarily surrendered her license because they were threatening her with... How do you fight that? They've got unlimited resources. So, folks, stand up.
together or fall down like, well, Dr. Dita will get back up. She will. She's a good spirit, good soul. You can hear it. And she's looking for that joyful passion that she has and how to manifest it in the next phase. So please say thank you to her for being on board today. Now, what else we do? I say thank you to you for being on board today. And Super Don, if you're at the ready, I might have you read one of these questions of the day, maybe the first one before I can find it. But here is the theme that leads us there.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
That is the sound of the question of the day, and our first one, I can't remember who this is even coming from, Super D, but help me out here, and who
I believe this is from Pina.
The P-I-N-A?
P-I-N-A, Pina.
And she has never told us if we're pronouncing it right or wrong.
Well, I think that's right.
Pina. Okay, we'll go for it. Pina, what does she want?
Yeah. All right. Pina writes in, hi, Robert, does Sovereign Silver penetrate the blood-brain barrier? If so, would breathing it in nasally through nebulization be more effective versus oral ingestion, hoping to address any potential infection in the brain?
Great question. You know, there is an affinity for neural tissue that silver does have. Now, people freak out about that. They say, oh my gosh, you're going to turn your brain blue. Now, I mean, obviously the concerns of all metals. Many metals, like mercury, cadmium, arsenic, lead, aluminum, have a deleterious effect on the neuron, the brain cell. And yet, silver, ironically, does not. It's like, well, why? Why doesn't it? I don't know. Ask God. The properties of silver are not neurodestructive or neurodegenerative. They're neuroregenerative. And we've seen evidence of regeneration of all tissue with silver ions made present. Now, whether taking it orally or nebulizing it through the sinus cavity is more efficient at delivering it to the brain, I can't give you a definitive answer. I'd have to get, let me just think about this. Yeah, I'd probably need to reach out to Dr. Rob McCuskey. He's a PhD researcher in silver nanotechnology. He does a lot with Natural Immunogenics, the maker of Sovereign Silver, and we could talk about that. But you go sublingual or intranasal, there will be some passage of silver in through the mucosal membranes into the bloodstream. Now, if that blood passes down to the liver first, it's going to pretty much capture and neutralize the silver and then excrete it via the colon. Very little, if any, survives that pass through the liver, and that's the way it's designed. Metallothionines, glutathione, selenium-dependent pathways bind and then excrete via the colon as solid waste. You don't urinate out silver much at all. Now, if you are able to deliver there, that's good because there are a lot of reasons for infectious disease. I think this is what this person is concerned about, potential infection in the brain. Now, if you want to deliver mass quantities of silver to the brain, you would have to do intra-arterial introduction. And this, of course, violates the skin because you're injecting it or going through IVs. Now, physicians do this off-label. Most of the time, they're going intravenous to saturate the blood tissues, if you will, through or for more serious infectious agents, Lyme disease, etc. So I don't have a definitive answer. I'd love to be able to give it to you, Pina, but I will review this and I'll try to reach out to Dr. McCuskey to see what evidence do we have of reaching the brain. And again, it's not because we're concerned about it. It's because in certain cases we want the silver to reach there to help address infection. Now, the benefit is that we do know there are pathways, lymphatic or otherwise, to the brain that they didn't know about until recently, and that the lymph is another place of absorption and utilization of silver via oral ingestion and mucosal absorption. So whether you're swallowing it or sublingual or going through nebulization, that can be the case. So great question, and we'll revisit that at another time, Bina. Now, here's another one. This is a question from Bill, and I love the way Bill starts his thing. Hey, Dr. RSB, and almost a doc Super Don. Almost a doc Super Don. My question, by the way, are you almost a doc Super D?
I am not almost a doc. I don't want to be a doc. I'm good with just being the dude here on the show.
But you know so much. Don't turn your back on your destiny. Almost a doc Super Doc.
My density?
Your density, thank you, yes.
My density? Okay.
So Bill's question, if a person has pneumonia, how often would he or she use a nebulizer during the day with silver, and how many days would it take to be cured of the pneumonia? Also, can one use a nebulizer on the eyes to cure an eye infection? Wow, I hadn't heard that one before. That's kind of cool. So you can't give a definitive answer in terms of pneumonia. how often or how fast. I will just say this. When you're dealing with an infectious agent, and in this time pneumonia, typically bacterial, but it could be viral, you're dealing with outpacing the reproduction or reproduction, what we call rate, yes, rate, or in a virus, that's what I was thinking, replication rate, because viruses replicate. But in either case, in the initial phases or the early phases, when you're suffering the most is typically when you have rapid manifestation, reproduction of bacterial species, causing what they call an infection. Now, your body's response to it is what causes the symptoms and the misery and all of that, but it's your body's attempts to overcome it, including the coughing, the liquid, all of that stuff that happens. So via nebulization of bioactive silver hydrosol into the lungs, and those of you who are not sure how to do that, you put a teaspoon in a nebulizer and breathe it in. It just runs its course. You don't mix it with anything. It's in its pharmaceutical-grade purified water already. And the classic case that started a lot of my discussion about this was Joe from Abilene many, many years ago. We haven't heard from Joe. I don't even know if he's alive. He was a Vietnam-era veteran. Who had been through, as he described to us on a phone call many, many years ago, his experience with pneumonia. Having been a veteran, he went through the VA, and they prescribed one antibiotic after another, after another, after another, for an entire year, to the point where he told me they were giving him experimental antibiotics that they were likely charging $1,000 a pill. Of course, he was covered through the VA system. Nothing touched the pneumonia. He might have been dead if it kept going, because the antibiotics were going to kill him. And he heard me talking about silver hydrosol, went to his local natural pharmacy in Abilene, and picked up a bottle of the silver hydrosol and began to nebulize it, a teaspoon at a time. Now, I do not to this day know how many times he did it over the course of 24 hours, but he came back on the phone the next week, because I was doing a weekly show then, and said, Robert, I got to tell you, the antibiotics, they didn't do it a whole year. I started nebulizing, and within 24 hours, the pneumonia was gone. 24 hours. Now, how many times do you have to do that to achieve it that fast? I don't know. Is it every hour? Is it every 10 minutes? Is it every 30 minutes? Is it every 2 hours? There is no definitive right way, except that if you don't do it frequently enough to overcome an acute infection. And there aren't enough doctors utilizing it and promoting it and talking about it amongst themselves to give us a definitive, here's the protocol. So we have to give general guidelines that you get to decide, or you can work with your doctor to decide. And my sense is the way I take it orally is at least every hour in a major crisis, and as I see improvement, I will space dosages out every couple hours, every 3 hours, and dissipate until I don't need it. Now, if you knock it out in 24 hours, you can still do it one, two, or three times a day for the next week or two just to be on the safe side. That's fine. But if you want to see, there's a YouTube, just Google or don't Google, use another search engine, and Robert Scott Bell nebulized silver, and there's a video I show you exactly how to do it. And there are a bunch of different nebulizers. You don't have to use the one I have. It's 10 years old now. They don't even make it anymore. But there you go. Hopefully that's helpful to you. By the way, in Unlock the Power to Heal, page 101, the chapter is titled Good Lovin' for Your Lungs. I also describe other things for your lungs, including homeopathic medicines, herbal medicines like lobelia, but the silver hydrosol in a nebulizer is the most amazing thing. It's miraculous. There's nothing short of miraculous based on what doctors will say when they say nothing's touching it, and they watch what happens when they do this. So hopefully that's helpful to you, Bill. Thank you for writing in. Almost a Doc Super Don. Do you concur?
Sure, yeah.
That's one of those things. If you were playing the silver hydrosol drinking game, you could almost say he wasn't paying attention.
No. It takes me a second to unmute the microphone because I have it muted while you're talking.
I was giving people an opportunity to drink some hydrosol. That's all.
Oh, I see. Okay.
All right. One more question of the day here in this segment from Madeline. Hearing you talk about nebulizing silver for lung cancer, I decided to try it. The silver I have is 20 parts per million and felt kind of scratchy on my lungs. I'm thinking maybe I should dilute it. If so, what kind of water would be suitable? And where would I get it? A medical supply store I tried said the purified water I asked about would be saline water, only available by prescription at the pharmacy. I'm leery of distilled water because sitting around in those plastic bottles does not seem like it would be pure enough to go into my lungs. Any thoughts? Yes, Madeline. Do not use a 20 ppm unless it's in a pharmaceutical-grade purified water already. So utilize the form of silver hydrosol that we use. If you're not sure about it, Check out Unlock the Power to Heal. I talk about them all the time. I use the Sovereign Silver or the Argentin 23. And if you're not sure where to get it, you can also get it from Jonathan at ChooseToBeHealthy.com or just do a search on it. You'll find it. Because diluting it with anything less than that pure water, obviously you're going to neutralize some of the active silver. Now, in the form of silver that you say is 20 ppm, I don't know how much of it is bioactive. Because most colloidal silver, if you're lucky, could be 5 or 6%. At the best day, 12 or 13%. So the total silver content at 20 ppm, maybe 10% is bioactive. Maybe. And so you're wasting a lot of your effort by utilizing a less than 100% or close to it as possible bioactive form. That's what the silver hydrosol is. Now, if you are utilizing or diluting in very serious settings, getting some deionized water, reverse osmosis distilled, there are a lot of ways to do it. But you're right, if you're packaging it, if you're storing it in something less than pure glass, for instance, you're going to leach things into that water, and that will contaminate it, make it less pure for your purposes. And by the way, I don't say that bioactive silver hydrosol nebulized into the lungs is the cure for lung cancer. I've never said it. But the silver ions are devastating to cancer cells. But the reason cancer is manifesting in the lungs is not addressed by nebulizing silver in the lungs. You still have to address the entire terrain through detoxification, remineralization, particularly selenium, chromium, silicon as well, and more. We'll be back to wrap it up. We're going to grow some garden veggies in the front yard next.
Great heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit SovereignSilver.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
What an auspicious start to the post-Independence Day
weekend. Robert Scott Bell Show broadcast. I think that, I don't know what I did at the opening, Super Don, but you said we were on fire, so I'll have to go back, or maybe y'all, if you missed the opening. The things I was talking about, again, the freedom of speech issue. Fundamental, it's the First Amendment in the United States anyway. It's like they put it first for a reason. And, of course, the Second Amendment is there if the First Amendment fails. For those of you who are gun grabbers, don't believe in your right to self-defense. Folks, the only reason they haven't completely shut down our First Amendment in America is because there's millions of Americans that are very well armed and don't take kindly to being told what they can or can't say. Now, the question is, if you're pro-vaccine, would you defend those who believe differently than you, or would you give up on freedom of speech because we disagree with you? And if so, then you are not a defender of the First Amendment or freedom of speech. I'm just going to call it out like it is. Now, if you love speeches, we got them. We've got presentations coming. Super Don, tell us about the upcoming events.
I will. If you go to robertscottbell.com in the show notes and you just scroll down, you'll see some of the upcoming events that we've got going on. Coming up July 19th through 21st will be the Maho Expo in Columbus, Ohio. Then after that, Health Freedom Ohio is putting on an event, the Natural Health Awakenings, called the Season of Change. That'll be July 21st in Dublin, Ohio. Following that, in October, we've got Truth About Cancer Live in Anaheim, California. And then I have just updated the show notes. You can go and get the information for the Trinity Health Freedom Expo coming up in Tinley Park, Illinois. You can get more information about that at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com.
Cool. So that's all there. And it's also, there's a tab for upcoming events as well.
Indeed. And listen, yeah, there are some really awesome upcoming free online seminars we'd like you to get plugged into. Mm-hmm. I'll be actually sending out a newsletter this tomorrow morning, as a matter of fact, with that information on there. So go over to robertscottbell.com, sign up for the newsletter. It's right at the top of the page there so that you can keep in touch with us on everything that's going on.
Including giveaways. We've got some more CBD.
Including
we'll be giving away.
Free CBD coming up soon.
So that's cool. By the way, in the website, robertscottbell.com, you can click on one of the tabs that says V Science Bites. For those of you listening on radio, you don't know about this, because on Thursdays, every couple of weeks, we do a special 30-minute segment with Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, and we do a deep dive into the scientific journal articles about vaccinations. Whether they're safe or efficacious, we will find out from the peer-reviewed articles that we present. And there are archives there at V Science Bites. And robertscottbell.com also, you'll see links at Brighteon, brighteon.com. Folks, we got one more segment. I love spending time in the garden. And Superdot, I don't think I posted any pictures, but just so you know, we did a trip yesterday with the family up to the mountains and took one of those, I don't know if they call them gondolas, but the, like ski lifts in the summer up to the top of one of the mountains. It was just gorgeous. We got a little bit of sun, you can see, but I did silver and aloe on my skin. It's not peeling at all. And yet, we covered stories about how much outdoor time do you need to have the balance you need. And the bare minimum, they said, was 2 hours a week. I try to get that in a day if I can. And I'm out in the garden all of the time. But the controversy many years ago we presented was the absurdity of a local government ordinance that would prohibit you from growing vegetables in your front yard because it's unsightly. It's like, really? You're growing food to eat and you call that unsightly? I'd say starvation is unsightly. Not doing that. So a six-year battle. Links at the show notes at robertscottbell.com. I'm going to check this out. 6-year battle. A Florida couple wins the right finally to plant veggies in their front yard. And you can see the picture of the couple. And the woman looks like she could use all the organic veggies from her yard to, for her own health. My goodness. And this was reported by NPR. She said, you know, we put it in our front yard because our house faces south and the backyard's covered in trees. There's a huge canopy. I didn't want to cut those trees down. And so they finally won. An appeals court had ruled against the Ricketts, and the Florida legislature then passed a bill protecting vegetable gardens. And last week, Governor Ron DeSantis signed that bill into law. 6 years. 6 years of doing battle with the government. Why? They had to waste how much money and resources to try just to be able to grow
plant vegetables in your own yard.
Yeah.
Right?
Telling you, folks, we don't live in a free country. Those of you who are subservient to government know and learn the hard way. And if you don't believe you are, then you speak out against vaccines and they come and get you. Take away your license and fine you $100,000. Really? That's how you're going to play that game? Not here, not now, not ever, not on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We got 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. We'll be cranking it up tomorrow with more powerful healing. Please join us. Tell your friends. That's how they learn about it. Share your story. And remember, it's the God's honest truth. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.